Are leaders at the moment really addicted to complexity? Meaning, do they have way simpler solution in front of them, but they struggle to see them because they're so much stuck into the day-to-day and into the uncertainty that the business at the moment is going through? So this episode, I think, is going to shed some light in terms of what really is preventing leaders to simplify their business. So stay with me and listen to the new episode, because I know that most of you are facing right now the situation. How can we make our business way simpler? Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of the World Class Leader Show. In today's episode, I'm quite keen to talk about something that I notice very often when I work with the CEOs and their teams, and is all the notion about complexity, right? And by the way, when we talk about complexity, we all have really a different meaning as well as definition about the word and what is the implication of that into the business. I think would be probably a good starting point for me is saying that my personal observation is that sometimes really sounds like some of the most senior executives in an organization really are kind of addicted to complexity. Meaning they have some sort of easier solution in front of them, but they really struggle to see them, as if what looks easier is really less effective. So in my experience, I would say there are a number of reasons why executives tend to overcomplicate their business. And I think it's important to discuss about it, because there are some elements like the current uncertainty in the market, the new technology trends, innovation, the urge to deliver results is actually, instead of simplifying their life, meaning, you know, help them to focus on what really matters, actually sounds like that is making their life worse, because they see maybe too many options, they see too many things to do, but also they tend to make things in a way that sounds more effective by making more complex, if you know what I mean, right? So anyway, let me share what I think is really happening right now and why this is happening for them, for the executives. So one definite reason is a fear of failure, which might not be something that you considered before in connection in relation to complexity. So what I mean by that is some executives are really afraid to take risk, right, and make decisions, because now every single decision matters. So they're much more concerned about their job, their career, their future, the organizational future too. So they're more afraid. So they try to control every aspect of the business as a consequence of that. Now, why that's interesting? Because that's often is a result of overcomplicating processes and procedures that really make it difficult to be agile, responsive to all the changes that actually are needed, right? Because when you consider yourself, when you are afraid, you ended up to do things that are safer, right? And when things are safer, normally things are not required to stretch yourself outside of the comfort zone. And complexity is, to some extent, which probably is a paradox, right? But complexity can be viewed like, okay, I make things more complex, so meaning I work more on the existing, right? I try to improve the existing, and try to make the existing clearer, and we'll come back to the, for example, the element of data. So that's interesting, because it is actually, it's really fear that is bringing more complexity most of the time. And the other point is the notion of, as you definitely know about, is the analysis paralysis. Because it's great to live, for example, in a digital world, but it's equally easy to get bogged down by data and analysis, right? As a result, I would say the paralysis by analysis, where executives are really so focused on gathering information that they never take action, right? And I give you one specific example of that. I've seen with clients many, many times their good intention of creating dashboards and creating KPIs and measuring constantly everything about the business. You know, this urge about measuring, which I think is noble, I think is critical, is important. But here's the thing. The more you measure, the more complex everything becomes. And the more complex everything becomes, the less action you're going to take. So the real shift is not measuring the business, of course. That's about control. But it's actually more measuring what really matters. I've seen dashboards, you know, with, 10, 15 pages of KPIs. You know, ballpark, 90% are not useful. At least they're not useful for driving performance and moving the needle. So that is another element of that. Another reason, I think, is the illusion of control. It's a little bit, you know, on the back of what I said before. You know, our brains, if you think about, have a natural tendency to overestimate our ability to control events, right? So as a result, executives really believe that they can manage all of the variables that affect their success, which eventually lead to overcomplicated planning and decision making. So controlling events, meaning always trying to find a solution about everything. And finding solutions and managing all the variables definitely increases the complexity of a business, right? And again, it's important to understand what variables are under your control, and among those, what variables are critical to drive performance. And finally, I would say the last reason I found is the need for certainty. And again, that is, neurologically speaking, makes sense, right? So because our brains really crave certainty. So, and that is fair, but often leaders try to create overly rigid systems and processes in an attempt to control the future. So, here's the bad news, right? So, the world is inherently unpredictable, so these efforts are really ultimately useless. So, given all of that, look, here's my advice. And that is an answer to all of the things that we just said. So one is be really ambitious. So when you are ambitious, you definitely are driven by a bigger purpose. You're driven by the idea of creating something important, something really bold for you, for your organization, and that will allow you to take more risk and turning what you might think is complex in something valuable. The other thing is, and related to that, is focus on the big picture. When you focus on the big picture, you will stop looking at the details of everything and you will start looking things that they become way, way clearer in your mind. And that is a very good remedy as well for complexity. And following on this, stay elevated. When you stay elevated, you become a strategic thinker. And when you are a strategic thinker, you don't necessarily create complexity, but actually you're looking for what really matters for you and your business. And another important advice I would like to share with you is accept nonetheless ambiguity. And that is really critical, right? Because when you accept ambiguity, you live really in a state where you accept that things can be both easy and difficult, that you still need to work on today and tomorrow, that if you don't have enough data, you can move forward. You know, so all the things that normally are perceived like, I can't do anything until I have clarity, until I have all the information. That's exactly the contrary. So that behavior drives complexity. Accepting ambiguity actually drives result. And finally, which I think is an overarching theme, is stay curious to see what you're not seeing yet. The curiosity is a remedy for complexity. It's a way for creating a new field of play for yourself. So it's not uncommon to see leaders that they see, until a certain point, they see, well, that is incredibly complex. We can't do anything about it. It's too long, or it's going to take too much time. It's going to be super expensive. But when you stay curious and you started to see something you haven't seen before, you have the level of attention to other things, you started to see pathway that you did not see before, which normally are, again, a fantastic solution for what you might have perceived as a complex before. So complexity, as a final word, is definitely the enemy of growth. We can definitely agree on that. So my suggestion, as most of the leaders really asking for to the executive teams, go simple. Simplicity is the way to drive growth. So with that note, I want you to consider whether at the moment you are overly complicating what is already in front of you that is potentially easier, just because you have seen things with the same frame of reference. So the real challenge is changing the frame of reference so you can definitely change the way how you see your own business and you see what you probably, what it appears at the moment to be really complex. So guys, thank you so much for being with me. So leave a comment on my LinkedIn. So if you like that show, if you like the episode, there will be, it's an interesting theme, by the way, it's an interesting topic because I know that most of the leaders out there at the moment are really trying to answer this question. How can we make the business more simple? So I hope that was useful. And as always, please leave a positive review, ideally on Apple or Spotify. That is, for me, the only way for grow this show. And the show is growing to the extent our YouTube channel is experiencing massive growth, which is a kind of a surprise, positive and pleasant surprise. So if you don't follow yet the YouTube channel, please do, because we are posting some of the best, you know, last year episode, but as well as the new guest episodes. I think it's another way to connect with me and as well as with the guests. So thank you so much for being with me today again, and see you next week with another amazing guest.